We are excited to be here today to talk Star Wars. It was all worth it. My name is Patrick Schneider. I'm the Senior Brand Manager on Star Wars.
And I am Sam Smith, Design Manager on Star Wars.
Absolutely. And we've got some other fun team members in the crowd. We'd like to identify one of them in particular. It's our Design Director, and it's not Sarah Carroll. That rumor went out on some sites a few months ago. Sarah was surprised to know that she had switched to design because she's a marketer. So it was very interesting. So Sam?
So we are thrilled to announce the return of Vicky Stratford as Design Director on Star Wars.
Absolutely. Very exciting. All right. We've got so much to talk about today, so we are going to dive right into it, starting with some of our kid-focused lines. So Galaxy of Adventures launched last fall in order to celebrate the Skywalker saga here in advance of the conclusion of that saga this year. It's got great content, which we'll see, and great consumer products. The products include the figure and the comic in pack to tell the story of the character.
Yep, so our latest wave was recently revealed with the additions of Obi-Wan, Darth Maul, Boba Fett, Kylo Ren, Rey, and of course, General Grievous.
Of course.
But let's take a look at one of the shorts.
Yes, let's.
Should destroy the station.
Stabilize your rear deflectors. Watch for enemy fighters.
Lock in on the attack position.
Heavy fire, boss. 23 degrees.
To take on the Death Star, Luke Skywalker must trust his instincts.
Got it.
Master Maclow, fighters above you coming in.
Kids and fans can train to become a true lightsaber master. At the heart of this line is the Motion Tech Master lightsaber, featuring a Bluetooth, a gyroscope, a magnetometer, an accelerometer, and a barometer. All the ometers! It's great!
All right, so loaded with smart hilt technology, your lightsaber connects via Bluetooth and tracks the motion to evaluate your score or your moves. The smart hilt will track the progress and help you level up within an app. Learn official Star Wars moves from up to five of the best masters in the galaxy, and battle friends head-to-head to test your skills.
Absolutely. Okay. It is Fan Media Day, though, so we're going to start getting into our fan-focused lines, starting with Black Series the 6-inch. Now, I'll tell you right away, we do not have any new mainline Black Series figures to reveal today. That's because we revealed all of our spring stuff last fall because we wanted to get it out to you, and because, honestly, we have a little thing coming this fall called Episode 9. So we're going to have a lot of stuff revealing later this year. But as we've talked about recently, our packaging for our fan-focused lines is as important as the product. So we have some brand new Black Series packaging. Head down to our booth after this presentation to check it out. But let's start talking about Celebration and other Black Series news. So, 2019, as mentioned, huge year for Star Wars, and it's kicking off in a couple of months at Celebration in Chicago. Now, we do exclusives for Celebration, and this year is no different. So for a hint about what they are... Speaking of the prequels, The Phantom Menace. So 2019 chronological movie in the saga, The Phantom Menace. Now, we haven't done that many prequel characters in the 6-inch line, but we're bringing more, including, revealed for the first time, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Jedi Apprentice. Yeah. He will be released for celebration on a throwback 1999 Phantom Menace card back.
Yeah, this is actually going to be the first time we've ever done the Star Wars Heritage card back with the Hasbro logo, because, of course, The Phantom Menace was the first film under the Hasbro umbrella.
Fun fact.
So this figure comes with two alternate hands, as well as with that soft PVC Padawan braid. And this character gives a lot of great opportunity to bring new articulation to the Jedis to really help to get some of those really necessary Jedi poses.
Absolutely. And I'm seeing some worried faces in the crowd. Don't worry. No comtech. No comtech here. It's not coming back. No comtech. But then, so this figure will launch at Celebration. It will then come to our mainline Summer Wave. So seeing it here for the first time, this is, yeah, these are great figures too. Let's cheer for them. So you've seen these figures already. We revealed these at New York Comic Con, but you're seeing our Summer Wave for the first time. These three, including Obi-Wan Kenobi in here with Ezra and Chopper. So, again, as we announced at San Diego Comic-Con last year, we're doing less waves throughout the year, but more waves, more figures per wave to help out with distribution. So, that's it for our Celebration exclusives. Whoa. Moving on
now. Wait, Patrick.
Yes, Sam?
You heard that music earlier. That was the Duel of Fates.
It's stirring. Beautiful.
We can't release an F1 Obi-Wan and not give them Darth Maul.
Darth Maul, there we go.
So, also released for Celebration on the throwback 1999 Phantom Menace cardback. This is a great opportunity to revisit this character. He's going to include all of his original accessories as well as be revisited with the photoreal face printing process. And this will come out in our fall wave of archive figures. So there they are all together. We did have the rest of these revealed at New York Comic Con last year, but again, it's nice to see them complete.
All together. It's beautiful. All right. Moving on, beyond Celebration. Now, as mentioned, 2019 is going to be an amazing year. And we have more cool 2019 stuff to announce in this very presentation. But we are just as excited about 2020 because of the 40th anniversary of one of our favorite movies, The Empire Strikes Back.
Strikes Back happening in 2020, we are announcing the return of the fan vote.
Yeah.
For those of you that helped to choose some of these past winners that we have up here, we're reaching out to you to decide which Empire Strikes Back character you want added to the Black Series 6-inch line. We look for communication from our PR friends with more information for the first round of voting, which will happen on notable Star Wars fan sites.
Which is a lot of you, so keep an eye out for that. Alrighty. Moving on, we are jumping around in time, 2019, 2020, now back to the 1970s, when we saw the very first Star Wars figures. So let's remind ourselves how amazing those figures and commercials were.
It's Darth Vader, watch out! And he's got a lightsaber!
It's Kenner's Star Wars action figures, each sold separately.
I got you now, Ben Kenobi!
With R2-D2 and C-3PO. There's even Chewbacca and Han Solo.
Someone's coming, Chewie.
Who's there?
It's Princess Leia and Luke Skywalker.
Now I know the Force is with us.
Darth Vader, R2-D2, C-3PO, and other Kenner Star Wars action figures, each sold separately.
That's great. I think I had that exact same haircut back then. So why are we showing that to you, other than the fact that it's amazing? As mentioned, 2019 is going to be an amazing year. It will see the conclusion of the Skywalker saga, so we wanted to go back to the very beginning. And for anyone out there who once owned the original Star Wars figures and wants them again, we're talking today about the Star Wars Retro Collection. Yeah. Yeah. There we go. It's a tight line limited to just these six main characters, so if you owned them once and you want them again, or if you never had them but want them now, this is for you.
So these are reproductions of the classic figures using modern technologies. Every detail from the original figures was intentionally recaptured. But as we always say with Star Wars product, the packaging is just as important.
So the packaging was inspired by original design, but to make sure that there's no confusion with our vintage line, and since these are, of course, 42-year-old action figures, you can see that the edges of the packaging are a little scuffed up. And of course, they come with the official Retro Collection seal.
Now, Patrick, these figures are amazing for people that don't have them, but what do we do for our fans that do? What do we have for them?
Good question, Sam. Let's see.
Oh. Brand new to continue your collection of the original Star Wars figures. This is the first new figure in this styling in over 30 years. This figure was the one of the most labor-intensive sculpts that our team has ever been tasked with due to how much of a deviation it is from our current offering. It forces our sculptors to work from the restraints that were created in 1970s to replicate this movie character.
Now, this Grand Moff Tarkin is available only in a reissue of the classic Escape from the Death Star game. Yeah.
And, of course, we have to take a look at that packaging.
Absolutely. Oh, it's beautiful.
Will be on the vintage card back within the pack.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's all available?
All available during this presentation.
Right after. Right after. No getting on the phones or anything now. Fantastic. Alrighty. So, moving now from our retro figures to their slightly more mature cousins, the Vintage Collection, which is, of course, our fan-focused 3¾-inch line. Now, as with the Black Series, we don't have any mainline figures to reveal today, but for the Vintage Collection especially, the packaging is also as important as the product. So again, head to the booth to see some new packaging reveals. Now, we can't talk about the Vintage Collection without mentioning the biggest story, literally, in the vintage world that launched in this very room 1 year ago.
The Barge.
The Barge, absolutely. So, hopefully, there we go, wonderful. The barges have all been produced. They are on the final stages of their journey. Literally, they're on the ocean somewhere. They're in a warehouse. They are here. They're coming here. We will be sending out our final barge backer update to those of you who backed it in the coming weeks with this following info that we wanted to get to you first because we want to get it out to everyone. Now, the original ship date was February 28th, 2019. This has been delayed 5 days. Hopefully, that's okay. We had to get all the details straight. So they will all be shipping by March 4th of this year, which is literally in a few weeks. We're so excited. They'll be shipped via FedEx. We've seen some questions and comments online about that, so we wanted to let you know. And everyone will receive a tracking number letting you know that your barge is on your way, its way. Now, a signature is required for delivery, so make sure you're home to accept the delivery so there's no missing of your package. Now, as you know, the HasLab campaign was launched in the U.S. and Canada. From the beginning, we have stated that we want this item to be as global as possible and that we were committed to bringing the barge beyond the U.S. and Canada. We just had to figure out the details. So fortunately, we are announcing here today that the barge will be delivered beyond the U.S. and Canada to Australia, Austria, Belgium, France, Germany, Hong Kong, Italy, Mexico, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Portugal, Spain, and the U.K. Cheerio! Woo! Yes! Woo! So there will be limited quantities available for purchase on eBay in March. There will be a specific URL, and we will post that URL on Hasbro Pulse, social and site, at least 1 week in advance of selling. So keep an eye on Pulse so that you don't miss when it goes on sale. It'll be exactly the same as the regular version, just without the booklet, and we're very excited for that. So now, as mentioned, we don't have any new mainline vintage figures to reveal, but we do have some new exclusive items that will go great with the barge and the skiff that everyone purchased several years ago. Starting with, I always forgot that build. We had this beautiful build of a barge coming in, going global. Oh well. Starting with revealing now a Lando Calrissian returning to the vintage collection in his skiff guard outfit with newly tooled legs to revise the height.
Yep, so this is finally released on the movie still card back. The original release was done as sort of a deleted scene. So this is really to help celebrate the new photoreal deco, especially trapping the helmet in that upper blister. But we do have some other exclusive figures to reveal that go especially with that skiff that you guys all purchased years ago.
Absolutely, here they are.
So a three-pack of skiff characters. We have Vizim and Skiff Guard, which were added to the collection several years ago. But we have a brand new Vidane, who's completely new to the vintage collection. None of these characters have ever been on a vintage card back before. They will include all their original accessories. And the pre-order is available right after this on the Pulse.
Now, of course, in Episode 6, before all of that barge activity, the action is all at Jabba's Palace Adventure Set with Han Solo and Carbonite, and Re-Yeast figures.
So Han Solo...
Han
Solo's Carbonite block has been magnetically modified to allow it to attach to the wall and can be raised and lowered with a switch on the back. The archways can be removed from the side and can be positioned both horizontally as well as forward facing. And we've added two other trophies to that back wall. We have the Tauntaun head, of course, but then we also have the more obscure head, which is actually a bit of Tatooine cattle. I think it's actually called a gerba.
Gerba wheel, not included. There we go, all right. Should have taken that out in rehearsal. All right, moving on.
Both figures were previously released in the past several years, but they are now available for the first time on the vintage card back.
And, of course, classic vintage playset packaging. So, as mentioned, all of these items will go great with your barge and with that skiff that you bought several years ago, of course.
Patrick, we keep kind of assuming that everyone has already snagged up the skiffs to accompany their barge, but we might want to make that easier for them.
Interesting. How so, Sam?
By way of...
Woo!
An all-new skiff.
There we
go. So we have had a lot of discussion internally on this item with you, the fans, about being able to have an updated skiff, especially with the barge coming. This is the first time this vehicle has been designed specifically for the vintage collection. It is scaled properly to the barge, and it's intended to fit all the characters that are integral to the scene. Features of all the detail you would expect, including retractable plank, swappable side rails for your characters to hang from, and articulated rear rudders, removable panels to reveal mechanical tech detail, and that beautiful stand. Again, pre-order available right after this on the Pulse.
And now on to our final discussion of the day. Hyperreal figures. So, you may have heard the name in our Analyst Day presentation yesterday, but what are they?
So, Black Series and the Vintage Collection figures are an amazing expression, but articulation has the unfortunate side effect of creating visible joints. Beautiful sculpts can be cursed by unsightly pins and breaks. In discussions with fans, this has been a reoccurring touch point, that these visual joints and breaks the fantasy and diorama's environmental displays.
So today we are excited to talk about our new Hyperreal figures, the best ever figures that we've done.
So Hyperreal uses an articulated stainless steel internal skeleton that's injection molded into a soft exterior skin to allow for more lifelike posing than was ever thought achievable. With no visible joints, this figure does not break the fantasy. We don't want the tech to be compromised, any of the sculpts, so we're using an all-new 8-inch figure scale platform. As this technology needs a slightly larger scale than 6-inch to unlock the full potential of characters we might be proposing.
Absolutely. So this has the best ever deco we've ever done. As you can see here, we've been able to capture screen-accurate tiny details like the Arabesh on Vader's life support chest box for the first time. It has beautifully scaled soft goods, which has allowed us to capture texture and details that we've never been able to capture before. It has more accessories than we've ever done before, including multiple hands for multiple Vader poses. And of course, an Episode 5 display stand inspired by the Carbonite freezing chamber. So a pre-order is also available after this presentation on Pulse. Obviously a cool figure, and there will be more. An Episode 5 Bespin Darth Vader clearly needs a sparring partner to pose with. But we'll talk more about that at Star Wars Celebration. Thank you all. We are excited to announce our friends on Fortnite.